whenever you're ready.
Thank you. The board of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency is meeting in study session for the purposes of reviewing the proposed budget. Mr. Hurley, please take it away.
Yep. So this is the annual meeting where we present our budget review and process in formulating the upcoming FY budget. In this case, it would be FY22. So I'll just go over the slides that I provided everybody. So our process starts. Actually, it starts, you know, in February when we're starting to wrap up some the first three quarters of the year expenses. Our first formal steps are we run public announcements in the Herald and the Sunnyside Sun News announcing the proposed budget for the upcoming FY will be available for viewing and public comment from May 1st through May 31st. And then on April 29th, we went ahead and ran a public comment period announced on our website. And on April 30th, we actually posted the proposed budget onto the agency website. On the 13th, which is today, we'll offer it for discussion in the study session like we do every May. And then on the 26th, we'll run public announcements in the Herald and the Sunnyside Sun News announcing the budget public hearing, which is always held on the June board meeting. And then on the 31st of May, the public comment period will end. On June 10th at the board meeting, during the meeting, the board chair will conduct a public hearing on the proposed budget to hear the public testimony. The hearing will then be closed, and the board will act on adoption during the action items. So we have a four-part budget format. We have an itemized comparative analysis. We have an account by account explanations. We have proposed resolutions to implement the budget, and we have supporting appendices. The strategies for the budget remain the same as prior years. We maintain an operational reserve at 25% of the current year projected base operation expenses, maintain a capital reserve of 10% of total capital replacement costs, identify opportunities to reduce program costs, and identify fees needing adjustment to ensure cost recovery. So that's sort of the strategies that we kind of float between every year when we do the formulation. So our first task is to reconcile the FY21 budget. We identify actual revenues expenses for July 20th through March 2021, and then we have to project or estimate revenues and expenses for the last quarter of the fiscal year, which is April through June of 2021. We then estimate the FY21 budget surplus or deficit, depending on what it works out to be, and then we identify if we need to bring surplus funds available if we have surplus funds available for carryover to the FY22 budget, or we identify any need to supplement the proposed FY22 budget with reserve funds. The next task is we have to estimate what we actually want to propose for the budget in FY22. So we review our work programs in each of three operational areas, as you guys are well aware, base operations, grant operations, and enterprise operations. And we estimate expenses of those programs, of the programs within each of those operational areas. We estimate the revenues available for each of those areas, and then we determine the adequacy of revenues to fund each area. Our third task is we have to determine the FY22 additional funding requirements. So if a shortfall of estimated revenue exists with any operational area, we carry over adequate funds from FY21 surplus funds, or we supplement the budget with reserve funds, or we reduce program work costs, increase fees, or increase supplementing income per capita assessment. As I've stated, I think in every previous year, we kind of float between those and we take and we look at which one is the more appropriate. And in some cases, we've never had to do it. We might have to do all four, but that's not been the case since I've been the director. So our FY22 budgetary notes for the board is we're projecting final FY21 total revenues to be up about 9%, and projected final FY21 total expenses are up about 16%. Operational reserves are funded at 25% of the FY21 base operation final expenses. That equates to about $232,769. And we have capital replacement reserve funded at 10% of our estimated total capital replacement costs off of our master inventory of $11,014. I'm forecasting federal 105 base grant funding to remain level for FY22. state-based grant forecasted to remain level for FY22. And then FY22 salaries are increased by approximately 1.3%, and the vast majority of that is the recently approved executive director raise. FY22 benefits are increased by about 3.5% because SUI, L&I, health, and PERS all had significant increases over the years. And the health, the increases were our front desk person that was hired a year ago came in with a different health plan. Instead of just her, she went with her and her husband. And then some people swapped plans, and those plans had a slight increase in them. So that's the increase in the benefits. The increase in total FY22 salaries and benefits equates to about a 1.9% increase overall. Total base operation supplies will remain unchanged. FY22 total base operation services was increased by approximately 3.7% to replace an aging phone system that we believe will eventually, once implemented, will reduce monthly phone costs between $300 and $400. So in the long run, it's a pretty good investment. So the next slide, you'll see salary and benefits comparisons for a 10-year period. I always do that, FY13 through FY22 proposed. And there you'll see the increase is about a 1.9% over last year, and the 10-year trend is a 10.8% decrease. The next slide, page 16 of 89 of the packet, gives a 10-year comparison of base operations supplies and services comparison. As far as supplies go, it'll remain level, so there's no year-over-year increase, but it's a 55.2% decrease over that 10-year trend. And then the services, there's a 3.8% increase over last year's. It's based on replacing the phone system generally, the vast majority of that. And then the 10-year trend is 25.3% increase, and that trend correlates with basically December of 17 when we were notified of the public records lawsuit. The graph shows the increase up to the point, that sharp point in FY20 is where we settled that lawsuit out. And then we'll start seeing a slight decline as we come back. So that vast majority was lawsuit, legal fees attached for two lawyers there, and a class six complaint that was resolved. We had some additional legal fees with that that you guys are very well aware of. So on page 17 of 89 of the packet, the FY22 budgetary notes, base operations professional services, as I said before, we're going to replace a 16-year phone system with newer technology, which should reduce monthly costs by approximately $300 to $400. We're going to make full use of voice over internet protocol, the VOIP. It should be significant, and it should reduce the number of lines that we're required to have from, I think we have 10 or 12 down to 8 right in there, which would reduce the cost per monthly. So FY22 proposed revenue is about a 3% decrease over FY21. We're proposing revenue of $1,294,739. 37% of that will be made up of permit fees, 39.2% of that grants, 0.2% will be other income, 9.2% will be prior year carryover, 0.3 fines and penalties, 7.9 supplemental income, 6.2 enterprise income. Those numbers are pretty much in line with what we've proposed in prior years. So on the next page, page 19 of 89 of the packet, the proposed expenditures is approximately a 5% increase over FY21 budgeted. That's $1,142,565. You can see the breakdown in salary, services, supplies, capital outlay, and the vast majority of that 5% is going for the phone replacement system. And then you'll see some return on that investment on the back end of the year when we have our monthly phone bills reduced as well. So that brings me to the end of the proposed FY22 YRCA budget, and I'll open it up for any questions the board might have.
Thanks, Keith. I guess I'll start. You mentioned on slide 18 the decrease in projected revenue. You said 3%, but it looks like a fraction of a percent.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I misspoke. That's 0.03 of a percent. I did misspeak.
Yeah.
So thank you. I did not catch that.
And in earlier in your presentation, you had indicated that we had for 2021 9% increase over budget in revenue, but 16% increase in expenses. Just to clarify what you said about services, a good portion of that 16% over budget increase was services connected with settlement of legal, that pending records lawsuit. So that was a one-time expense, correct?
Yes, the one time, there were two one-time expenses that were the, were made that whole thing up, made up the vast majority of that. And when I say vast, like probably 98 or 99%, they were the settlement payment and the legal fees for the litigant on the public records request. And then we had legal fees for our legal counsel for the public records request. And then we had legal fees for the Title VI complaint as well. A little bit of that 16% is we had a unexpected vehicle maintenance problem that cost us, I want to say, about $1,000 last year. And it was a safety issue that had to be taken care of. So the vast majority of that, 99 and north of 0.5%, were those legal, those two legal cases. And they are solved. So, yes, it they were one-time expenditures. So if you took those expenditures away, the way I would say this and describe it to everybody on the phone is, if you took those expenditures away, we would have been pretty close to being right on what our expenditures were predicted to be.
Okay, thank you for clarifying those points. Any other questions?
Under supplemental income, we're not going to take advantage of the new census. We have to use old census figures.
I'm doing the same thing we've done every year. I have not seen official new census for Yakima County yet, and we always use off of OFM, which is the legal site. We don't use April of I'll use this year as an example. We don't use April of 2021. I would have used April of 2020.
Okay.
So next year I'll use April 21, and I'm assuming that will incorporate the census anyways. So I think it's important that we stay consistent for our smaller stakeholders as well.
Okay. One question. Do you anticipate any additional work involved with new source reviews pending the new green initiatives that the governor has, by any chance?
Not right now. Our new source reviews were slightly down this fiscal year because with COVID, people were just saying, hey, we're not going to leave the office or we're not going to submit and start a project at this time. That's what I think the general reality is. Now, the legislative session, Dr. Jones, just got over. And I don't track every bill that they can sneak through. So I don't know what surprises await. I'm not clairvoyant. I will tell you that right now I don't see any if there's an increase – in expenditures, there's certainly going to be an increase in revenues because with new source reviews, we not only bill them for the application, but they're billed by the hour. So
okay.
We would get, I think I'm answering your question, we would get cost recovery.
Okay.
If there is
unexpected
work to be done.
That answers my question.
Okay, were there any other questions? Okay, not hearing any. Keith, did you have any other details that you'd like to elaborate on regarding the budget?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward, actually. This was for the circumstances surrounding COVID, I think we came through pretty good. I think the biggest impact on revenues, besides new source review, which really it was small and it could have been anticipated, was our enterprise. You know, we over the course of a year we do two opacity training sessions, one in the fall, one in the spring. And of course, last year we couldn't do the spring one, and we couldn't do a full spring, and we couldn't do any in the fall. So this past spring, which was the second one for FY21, we were able to do a full spring season. So the income that we were missing for the, and of course, if we don't do a event, there's no cost associated with it as well. That's another one where we recover any costs, but we are anticipating that, and you'll see it in the budget where I anticipated two full seasons of Smoke School, of Northwest Opacity Certification Training for people around the state. So I think revenues, I guess what I'm trying to say is revenues are in line with where I think they're going to be, especially as we come out of COVID. I think expenditures will be back on track, and I would suggest that specifically professional services might be back on track to pre-2017 levels. The only caveat I would say to that is it's more efficient for an agency the size of us to invest in professional services than the fixed costs of employment costs. So wherever I can see an efficiency like that, that's what we will do. So I think that's about all I'd like to say.
Okay, if there were no other questions, then we will conclude this study session, and we'll just stay on the line, but adjourn the meeting shortly to convene in regular board session in about 8 minutes at 2 p.m. Please just stay on this.
I will be recording on, but I will mute the agency's phone line.
Very good. Thank you. So by my clock, it is now 2 p.m., so we will reconvene in regular session for the Board of Directors meeting of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency. The recording so it does not need to be restarted. Will the clerk please call the roll?
John Devaney.
Present.
Steve Jones.
Present.
Jose Trevino.
Here.
Brad Hill. Amanda McKinney. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
The agency has none.
Okay, hearing none. We'll move on to the public comment period. If any member of the public on the call wishes to address the board on any matter relevant to our business, you may do so now. We do ask that you state your name and the item you wish to address and that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak at this time?
This is Jean Mendoza. I would like to speak.
Please continue, Jean.
This is not on your agenda, so I'll be very brief. The Friends of Toppenish Creek met with the Yakima County Commissioners this week and asked them to dissolve the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency. We're happy to provide you with the reasons for this request whenever you like. Thank you.
Thank you for that information. Is there any other member of the public who would like to speak at this time? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Has everyone had a chance to review the board meeting summary for April and the April monthly activity reports? And if there were no questions, I would entertain a motion to approve those items.
This is Jose. I move to approve those items.
Thank you. Is there a second? Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays or abstentions? Hearing none, that motion is approved. Thank you. Moving on to the regular agenda, the Executive Director's Report, Mr. Hurley.
Yeah, good afternoon, Board Chair, Board members, and the public. My first bullet is that the American Lung Association released their State of the Air 2021 report, and it was officially released on April 21st of 2021. In their report, the ALA examines ozone, year-round, and short-term particle pollution data collected from official monitoring sites across the United States in years 2017, 2018, and 2019. In analyzing public available air pollution data, the report lists Yakima County as the eighth most polluted county and the fifth most polluted city in the nation for short-term, 24-hour particle pollution, which is PM2.5. In the previous report, the city of Yakima was ranked fifth and the county ninth, respectively. The ANC attributes the 2021 ranking to the fact that the current report includes two successive years, 2017 and 2018, in which Yakima County was significantly impacted by extremely large and enduring wildfires. The ANC also acknowledges receipt of the letter that was sent to all YRCA directors from the Washington State Department of Ecology's Air Program Director, Kathy Taylor, reiterating the Department of Ecology's commitment to environmental justice and offering to share their tools, resources, and best practices. The letter was also sent to the directors of the other six local air agencies. The next bullet is the compliance and engineering table, itemizing the number of complaints, NOVs, and AODs issued for the month. Nothing extraordinary there. And then you have the graphs for the air monitoring data for April of 2021. Nothing remarkable there as well. And that concludes my report, subject to your questions for the month of May.
Thank you. Were there any questions? Okay, hearing none, thank you for your report. Next action items, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for April of 2021.
Yes, you have in front of you the fiscal reports for April 2021. The accounts payable and payroll authorizations are enclosed for your approval. The budget verification analysis and supplemental income documents are included as informational items. So we need you to accept and approve by minute action the April 2021 AP fiscal vouchers totaling $48,032.87 and the April 2021 payroll authorization totaling $57,981.84.
Thank you. If there's no questions, I would entertain a motion to approve those vouchers and payroll authorization transfers.
I move that we accept the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorizations.
This is a second.
Thank you. The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays or abstentions? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Thank you. Other business, is there any other business for the board at this time?
The agency has none at this time.
I will just add that I was inundated with phone calls this afternoon based on the updated CDC guidance for meetings and masking activities for fully vaccinated individuals from my members in the tree fruit industry. I'm expecting that we may see some changes to guidelines for in-person meetings sometime in the next few weeks. At some point, we may be able to meet in person again, which would be helpful for conducting our business. Keith, I don't expect an answer now, but perhaps you put that a report on any updated guidance for public entity meetings on the agenda for the next board meeting.
Will do, and I'll probably reach out to the city of Yakima to see if they're leaning forward so we can go back there as well.
Very good. Thank you. There's no other business. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
You can second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Hearing no opposed, we are adjourned. Thank you all for being on today and for the